All right, so today we're diving into the world of data.
Data, data, data.
Yeah, always a hot topic.
It really is.
But get this, we're talking about hyperlinks.
Hyperlinks, you say.
You heard that right.
Okay, now I'm intrigued.
I know, right? When I first heard it, I thought, like those blue underlined words from
I
like the dawn of the internet.
know, I know.
But no, this is different. We've got insights from data expert Kingsley Idehand, and let me tell you, he makes a compelling case for hyperlinks as the key to like unlocking data's true potential.
Oh, okay, I'm listening.
Yeah. So how do we go from clicking links to like some kind of data utopia? What's the problem we're even trying to solve here?
Well, think about all the data you encounter every day.
Oh, don't remind me.
Customer info, financial records, scientific
Don't know
research.
much data.
It's everywhere.
But it's often trapped, right? Trapped.
Yeah, IDN calls them data silos.
Data silos.
So
Words restrictive.
they really are different systems, different formats. It's a mess.
Ugh, data silos.
Yeah.
Sounds about as fun as being stuck in an actual silo.
Right. Cramped, dusty, no one can hear you scream.
Exactly. So where do hyperlinks come in?
Hyperlinks to the rescue.
Okay.
Idehand's big idea is using them like universal connectors, not just linking to a website, but to a specific piece of data anywhere.
Hold on, I need a visual here.
Okay, sure.
So I click a link, but instead of ending up on like a web page, it's like beaming me directly to a cell in a spreadsheet.
You're getting warmer.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Think about a customer ID, right?
Okay, got it.
Currently, that ID might be formatted differently across your CRM, marketing emails, your loyalty program, all over the place.
The worst.
The worst. But Ihin says, what if that ID becomes a hyperlink?
Whoa, okay.
Click it and boom, you're instantly connected to every single piece of data about that customer, no matter where it lives.
Okay, that's impressive.
No more data detective work, trying to piece together different identifiers. It's all right there.
Okay, but how does this actually work? It can't just be about clicking a zillion links,
You're
right?
right. It's less about the clicking and more about how we name things online.
Naming things.
Yeah, see, a hyperlink can point to anything. A row in a database, a specific relationship between data points, even a single definition within a massive data set.
So it's like giving every piece of data its own, like, unique address in this giant interconnected web of information.
Exactly.
It's starting to sound a lot like that linked data thing I keep hearing
You
about.
got it.
Okay, so we're on the right track.
Linked data is basically taking that hyperlink concept and using it to create a web of data. And not just any web, a web that's as interconnected as the internet itself.
Okay, before we get too far, let's break this down. You've
Yeah.
said linked data a couple of times now.
We have.
What does that actually mean for someone who's not like living in the data matrix?
Yeah.
So linked data is like the internet, but for data.
Right. But instead of websites, we're connecting data points.
Okay, so it's not just about linking like a customer ID to their purchase history.
No, not just that.
Digger?
We're talking about representing the concept of a customer,
Okay.
a purchase,
Gotcha.
the relationship between them.
And the relation between all of that.
All of it, yeah.
Okay, that's a lot more than just linking a bunch of spreadsheets together.
Exactly. It's about creating a web of data
Web of data.
where everything is connected
Okay.
and crucially, meaningfully connected.
Meaningfully, I like that word.
It's not just random connections, it's about the meaning.
So it's not just about the what of the data, it's about the why.
Right, exactly.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
And the beauty of this is it allows for what data scientists call the semantic web.
The semantic web sounds intense.
It's about meaning.
Okay.
Think of it like this.
All right, I'm thinking.
Right now, search engines are pretty good at matching keywords,
I'm pretty good at that.
but they don't actually understand what those words mean.
That's true. Like, I can search for best Italian restaurants,
Right.
but Google doesn't actually know that, I mean, restaurants that serve Italian food. It could be restaurants owned by Italians for all it knows.
It could be, it has no idea. But in a semantic web,
Right.
powered by linked data, those distinctions are clear.
Okay, so it's like teaching the internet to actually understand what we mean, not just what we type.
Exactly.
That's pretty wild. So instead of just keywords, it's like key ideas.
Key ideas, key concepts, all linked together in a way that makes sense.
So we're talking about a web. There's not just a collection of information, but like a network of interconnected ideas and concepts.
Exactly.
Okay, that's pretty mind-blowing.
It is pretty mind-blowing when you think about it.
But what does this actually look like in real life? Give me an example.
Okay, let's take medical research.
Okay, medical research.
Imagine a world where a doctor can instantly access every research paper.
Every research paper.
Clinical.
Wow.
Patient record. All related to a specific gene mutation.
Okay.
All seamlessly connected, easy to analyze.
So no more sifting through mountains of data manually.
No more manual sifting. It's all right there at your fingertips.
So we're talking about, like, potentially unlocking cures faster. Developing more personalized treatments.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Okay. That's huge.
And it goes beyond healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
Think about business.
Okay, business.
Imagine a marketing team that can instantly identify their most profitable customer segment.
Across all platforms.
Across all platforms.
Because all their data is connected.
All connected.
That's incredible. They'd be unstoppable.
Or a supply chain manager who can predict disruptions before they happen.
Because of real-time insights from linked data across their entire network.
Okay, those are some seriously powerful applications.
It's about making data work for you, not against you.
Right, right.
Right.
But this all sounds incredibly complex to implement.
I mean, it's not simple.
Are we talking about some distant future here, or is this something that's, like, actually within reach?
It's closer than you might think.
Oh, really?
Organizations like the European Union.
Okay.
The U.S. National Institutes of Health.
They're already using this.
They're already using linked data principles.
To make their data more accessible and interoperable.
Exactly.
So this isn't just some, like, pie-in-the-sky concept. It's actually happening.
It's happening right now.
Wow, okay.
And as more organizations adopt these principles, the web of interconnected data grows.
Yeah.
The possibilities become even more mind-blowing.
More mind-blowing than what we've already talked about.
Idahen talks about AI algorithms.
AI, here we go.
That can navigate this web of data.
Okay.
Making connections, extracting insights that would be impossible for humans to grasp.
AI powered by linked data. That sounds both exhilarating and a little bit terrifying.
That's powerful stuff, for sure.
Yeah, it's like we're giving AI the keys to the kingdom.
In a way, yes.
Hopefully with some, like, safety features built in.
We have to be careful, of course.
Because with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's important to acknowledge both the, like, immense potential here.
Absolutely.
But also the potential risks.
Right. We can't just ignore the risks.
Right. Because in a world of, like, hyper-connected data,
yeah,
the potential for misuse or, like, unintended consequences, it's definitely amplified.
Absolutely.
We got to be careful.
We do.
So what are some of the downsides we need to be aware of as we venture further into this, like, interconnected data landscape?
Well, privacy is a big one.
Privacy, yeah, that's a biggie.
If we're linking together all this data,
yeah,
we need to make sure it's done securely.
Securely.
Ethically.
Yeah.
With safeguards in place to prevent misuse.
Right, because in a world of hyperconnected data, data breaches could be even more damaging than they already are.
Absolutely. The stakes are higher.
We're not just talking about, like, some credit card numbers getting stolen here.
No, it could be much worse.
So we need, like, robust data governance.
Yes.
Transparency, all of that.
I need clear rules.
Clear rules about how this data is collected, shared, used.
And a strong focus on user consent and data ownership.
Okay. So it's not just about the tech. It's about building this new data ecosystem responsibly.
Responsibility has to be part of the equation from the very beginning.
Right. Responsibility from the start.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes me feel a bit better.
Did.
But I have to ask, how does this vision of a hyperlinked data future actually impact, like the average person?
That's the interesting part.
Will we all be speaking in RDF triples, navigating the web with semantic queries?
Probably not, at least not directly.
Okay, good, because that sounds scary.
The technology behind this is complex, but the user experience could be incredibly intuitive.
Okay.
Even invisible.
Invisible, like we won't even know what's happening.
Imagine a world where you don't need a dozen different apps and websites to manage your life.
Oh, I'm imagining.
Because all your data, from banking to healthcare to entertainment, is seamlessly interconnected.
So no more spending hours trying to remember which email address I used for which online account.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
It's about making technology work for us.
So it fades into the background.
Seamless, intuitive.
We can just live our lives.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that vision.
It's about using data to enhance our lives, not complicate them.
This is starting to sound less like a data dystopia and more like a data utopia.
That's the goal.
Yeah, a data utopia. Okay, I can get behind that. But how do we actually get there?
That's the million-dollar question.
We've gone from those humble hyperlinks to this vision of a future that seems like ripped from a science fiction novel.
It's a big leap, for sure.
But how do we actually make that leap?
Well, it starts with a shift in thinking.
A shift in thinking. Okay, I'm listening.
Remember how we talked about the internet providing a common language for different computer systems to communicate?
Yeah, I remember that.
We need a similar common language for data.
A universal translator for data. Okay, I like the sound of that.
It's about breaking down the barriers that keep data trapped in those silos.
So instead of our software being limited by the data it can access,
yes,
it becomes empowered by this vast network of interconnected information at its fingertips.
That's the idea.
That's huge. That's a radical shift.
It is a radical shift.
It's like we're talking about a fundamental shift from like an application-centric view of the world to a data-centric one.
Exactly.
And that shift has the potential to be like incredibly disruptive.
It does.
Leading to new business models.
New industries.
Entirely new ways of interacting with the world around us.
A whole new world of possibilities.
This is all incredibly exciting, but I have to admit, I'm also feeling a bit overwhelmed.
It's a lot to take in.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive, from the seemingly simple concept of hyperlinks to this grand vision of a data-driven future.
It's a big topic for sure.
Where do we even begin to make sense of it all?
Yeah.
I feel like we just like mainlined a data fire hose into my brain.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hyperlinks to like reshaping the entire world with data.
It's a lot to process.
It really is.
But that's kind of the point of these deep dives, right?
True.
We're really trying to unpack these big ideas, explore the implications.
So for our listener who's probably feeling like similarly mind blown right now,
yeah,
what's the key takeaway here?
I think the biggest takeaway is that the way we think about data right now, it's like fundamentally limiting its potential.
We're so used to like collecting it, storing it, analyzing it.
In isolation.
Yeah. Like it's just this like commodity.
Exactly. But it's more than that.
Okay. So what are we missing?
Idahan, he sees data as like the foundation for a whole new kind of intelligence.
Okay.
And it's not just from the data itself.
Yeah.
It comes from the connections we make between different pieces of data.
It's like we've been so focused on the individual dots.
Yeah.
That we've totally missed the bigger picture.
The picture they create when you connect them all.
And that's where the hyperlinks come in.
Exactly.
They're like the threads that weave those individual pieces of data into like this rich tapestry.
Tapestry of meaning.
Okay, now that's just poetic.
But it's true.
So it's not just about making data more accessible.
No.
It's about making it more meaningful.
Meaning is the key.
Okay, I can get behind that. So as we move towards this more like interconnected data future,
yeah,
what are our choices here?
Well, we have a choice to make.
Okay.
We can keep going down this path.
The path we're on?
Data silos, fragmentation.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Or we can embrace this vision of a more connected world.
A more intelligent world.
More intelligent, more connected.
Okay, that sounds better, but like how do we actually make that happen?
Well, it takes a conscious effort.
From everyone.
From everyone involved. We need to start thinking differently about how we build our systems.
Our systems. Okay.
We need to prioritize interoperability.
So our systems can actually talk to each other.
Exactly.
No more data silos.
No more silos.
All right, I'm convinced.
And most importantly, we need to make sure that data is used for good.
For good.
Ethical, responsible.
Responsible. Yeah, we've got to keep saying that word.
Responsibility has to be at the forefront.
Okay, so big takeaway for our listeners today. The future of data, it's not predetermined.
It's up to us to shape it.
It's in our hands.
Our choices matter.
Our choices matter. That's a great place to end it.
Choose wisely.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. But for more info on Kingsley Idahan and this whole idea of linked to data, check out our show notes. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.